Masterclass with the Absa Cape Epic, celebrating 20 years of Africa's untamed mountain biking race with hashtag SheUntamed on 702.
20 years is no small feat, and this is what's happening with the Absa Cape Epic. So we thought, let's have a quick masterclass, especially because it's taking place this week. And your questions, 011-883-0702 in the WhatsApp line, 072-702-1702. We are joined by the Executive Marketing Operations, Group Marketing and Corporate Affairs at Absa, Tina Venter, for this conversation. Tina, thank you so, so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, and I apologize for the noise. Just as I went on, the helicopter came in, which means that there's always going to be something great that's about to happen.
I mean, your life sounds so fancy. There's a helicopter, your transport is waiting for you. But on a serious note, Liesl van der Westhuizen has really been giving us some fantastic feedback of the taster that they are getting there. For a person who has never in their lives heard of this Absa Cape Epic, and now they're like, it's been going on for 20 years. What is it? What would you say?
You know, I would say that if you consider the Absa Cape Epic, I mean, 2 decades, that's 20 years that we celebrate, you know, this iconic event, which is regarded as the Tour de France of mountain biking. And whenever I speak to somebody, I'm like, you have to stand on the starting line to see and feel feeling. You know, and even when you look at, you know, from an Absa perspective, if you look at this how we further embrace, you know, this human-centered approach to banking, you know, through our reimagined brand and business positioning, your story matters. Initiatives like this, you know, ultimately embodies that commitment that we're making to make a meaningful contribution to society.
Why was it so important to bring, you know, the woman into the fore for this year? Why was it such an important thing? And I mean, maybe many people, because they're not in the space of mountain biking, are not aware of how few women actually usually participate.
Gosh, what I can definitely say is, ultimately, you know, Absa is dedicated to championing the empowerment of women in cycling and just reminding them, you know, that their story matters. So this commitment goes beyond mere inclusivity, because a lot of people get, you know, they get a little bit surprised when you say to them, this is about transformation, diversity, and inclusion. Yes, it is that, but ultimately it is about, you know, just through this initiative, we just want to create a foundation for all women and girls to forge the unique paths and ultimately leaving a legacy, because that's what it's all about.
What I absolutely love is the fact that the route is different every year. So a person participating will have a new experience each and every time. What actually goes into the planning of this entire thing?
So this is a monster, and they will not call it the race that measures and ultimately conquers most. The logistical side of this happens way before the race, like you mentioned, the route changes every single year. So it's like the gift that keeps on giving. If I look at the race this year, so yesterday it was the toughest stage. Today is the longest one, and we deal with all these elements. So you look at it from a logistics perspective. You look at where am I going to find the riders, you know, clients, ambassadors, athletes, you know, to ride this. But then there's also the element of how do you carry sustainability through and just being, you know, good to Mother Earth in terms of setup, logistics, you know, working with our partners and our financial partners and other communities at large to set this up. You know, landing, working on the field, riding on the field, you know. There's a lot of logistical elements that are attached to this. So, yes, it is a monumentous kind of event, but at the same time, the back end of this actually makes it possible. Standing on when this route gets launched in September, and then just standing still, looking at all these floor plans and 3D maps of where this is going to land, and ultimately standing here, completely different. And you have to acknowledge people behind the scenes. Let's make this happen.
And I mean, Absa has been a part of this journey for a few years now. What would you say has gotten easier over the years being a part of the Absa Cape Epic?
Partnerships is key to this, and just change mindsets, because if you look at this at large, sport has that actual way of uniting people. And this is a sport that needs to be done, or an event that needs to be done by two people. And what better way to actually do this by, you know, just saying, you know what, initiatives like this, you know, helps us to just write the story together, because that is about this. But what became a little bit easier, I think it's just, you start getting into a rhythm. You know, you start getting to know these riders. You start looking at this up and coming. So I'll say differently, riding, access for women, you know, on all levels. But then also at the same time, it's just the support that you get from partners and South Africa and the networks that we actually deal with. So that's become a lot easier.
So speaking of partnerships, this ends up being a team effort of two riders. Mm. How exactly does that work for those that have never seen or participated?
The concept of, you deal with your stories and going further when you write them together. So you enter as a team, so we get an allocation of teams. You two. So it is a commitment that you make to another rider, whereas the trippers, like Liesl just mentioned, is about individuals.
Yes.
You do two humans on a bicycle for days across over 600 kilometers. It tests your mental well-being. It tests your physicality. You can test your nutrition. It tests everything. It's really the test and the measure of endurance, tenacity, and the human spirit at the end of the day.
Help us, or rather share with us, anything that you think people would be surprised to know about this whole operation, be it for the participants, be it for the experiences that come out, be it for what, you know, APSA gains. What is it that people don't know that you think they should know about the APSA Cape Epic?
There's a few things. Firstly is you do not have to start moving, you know, and look after yourself and your mental health and your well-being by thinking that will only come when I do the APSA Cape Epic. The fact is you need to start moving. People are surprised by this because the moment you enter them, even the ladies that I have the absolute pleasure of working with, there's this... So I just want to demystify the fact that when I ask you to move, it's not just to ride the Africa Epic. There's other opportunities. So the ride is extensive. The other one is nutrition. Do not underestimate nutrition. Do not underestimate your actual being physical. Do not underestimate actually being, you know, one of those people that trains. You know, even when it's walk or stuff like that. So people underestimate training, nutrition, time. They underestimate, you know, having the capability and the mental ability to actually ride this race. They do. I've seen some professional athletes actually doubt their skills. And that's the interesting thing because like Hanele, who is the last lioness, that's done every single Africa Epic, she'll be the first person to tell you, if you are not scared standing at that starting line, it's not worth it. And if Hanele, who's somebody that's done all 20 and completed all 20, you know, successfully, says to you that you will be scared and that's okay. And the other thing is she's actually commented on and said, make pain your friend because this is hard.
Oh, you know? That and is such a difficult one that I think everybody needs in general for life. Yes. Can you repeat that again for us?
So I'll repeat it with credit to Hanele Steyn is, make pain your friend.
Yeah.
Pain is there. Make it your friend because you're already in a situation where you have to endure.
Mm.
You know, so just embrace it and then just stand up and be bold about it and just do that. So I think some demystifying factors is it's hard for everyone. For whether you're a pro athlete like a Cole Platt or a Nino Schurter, it's hard.
Mm.
You know, and yeah.
And I think people possibly underestimate what it requires of you mentally and psychologically, because the diet and the training are all one part. The other part, like you said, is figuring out how exactly to make pain your friend. Tina Fenter, Executive Marketing Operations, Group Marketing and Corporate Affairs at APSA. Thank you so much for your time. And if you would like more information to check out some videos to see what is happening at the APSA Cape Epic, their website is epic-series.com.